listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Saturday is the 15th anniversary of 9/11. If you pause for a moment, probably a story, a picture, or some sort of memory will fill that silence. Columnist Joey Garcia expressed her thoughts 15 years ago in her column, which is called Ask Joey. Then she eventually wrote a poem titled After 9/11, which was nominated for a Pushcart Prize. I think it's interesting to know the rest of the story about both of those pieces. So Joey's joining us in the studio. Hi, I'm always happy to have you here. So glad
you're
back on Insight.
It's a privilege.
In 2001, you were writing the column you still write.
That's correct.
And describe what Ask Joey is all about.
Yeah, it's a relationship advice column, but it's, you know, relationship is taken very widely. We are all soulmates to the world. So it is our relationship with ourselves, each other, the divine, and with whatever is going on in our life.
You approach life from a very spiritual and sensitive place that at times to people might seem otherworldly.
It's hard for people to realize that it's very important for us to always to go deeper, that the answer to whatever we're struggling with is present and available to us if we're willing to dig down. And we're so used to being cerebral and just living in our head, but there's so much more information available to us, not just through the senses, but through strange and irregular things that happen in our lives.
Then tell me what happened to you on September 11th, 15 years ago.
Yes, I woke up with a mantra in my head that went like this: something is wrong. Something is terribly, terribly wrong. And I didn't know what it was. I wasn't frightened, but I was startled by this. And I got out of bed. I looked out the window thinking maybe there was an accident. I listened in the house thinking maybe someone had broken in. I didn't know what it was, but I felt very compelled to pray. So I began to pray, not knowing what or who I was praying for. I got ready for work. And as I was going out the door, I had the sense that I should come back and turn on the television. And I saw the Twin Towers.
There had been 4 related terrorist attacks on that day involving airplanes. 2 of the planes, as you just said, crashed into the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center in New York City. Ultimately, 2,996 people were killed, 6,000 people injured. So you needed to go to work, and your job is to write.
Well, actually, at that time, I was also teaching high school. I was teaching a relationship class at a high school, and I felt, that I needed to go to work. I needed to be with those students. And on the way to work, back then you could use your phone in the car, I called a friend in New York, and he was frightened, right? He had heard the explosion. It woke him up. He couldn't see anything. I get to work and there were Muslim girls who were wearing the hijab and they ran up to me. I've always been a safe person, right? So they ran up to me saying, they're going to kill us. They're going to kill us. They were terrified. So I just took them into my classroom. They were not my students. They were not the grade level I teach, but I said, I'll protect you. Whatever happens. I didn't know what was going to happen, just like anyone else. I knew my job was to pray. And I just kept unceasingly inside myself praying all day.
Let's talk first about the column and what came after that column, and then we'll get to the poem.
Yes. So the column, I heard so many people in various workplaces, friends, dear friends, heard strangers, really angry about the 9/11 attacks, understandably so, but wanting revenge, just letting hatred take root in their heart, and I wanted to do something about it. So I just tried to invite people to reconsider who we want to be in the face of this wound on our sense of ourselves, our sense of safety, and all the loss. Who do we want to be as we come out of that grief? And I had the most amazing thing happen, which I only found out about recently. So I'm celebrating this year the 20th anniversary of my column. It's in October. And a young man wrote to me and said that column I'd written on 9/11 changed his mind. He was going to reenlist in the military because he wanted revenge. Mm. He wanted to go get those people he thought were responsible and kill them. Mm. And that the column made him rethink that. Mm. And to me, that was such a joy, you know, such an honor to be a part of that process. And I didn't even know about it until recently.
The column changed you, too, or at least the thinkings that you wrote about in that column.
Yeah, very much. I had a very, you know, troubled life as a young person, and writing that column for the last 20 years has taught me to look at things from many perspectives, to not just take the easy answer, but as I was saying earlier, to go deeper, deeper, deeper all the time. What is at the root of my discomfort here? Or how can I take care of myself and challenge this other person to be a better version of their self?
So in that challenge for you, you started forming a poem initially, but I think it took many years for the poem to get to final form, didn't it?
10 years.
Oh, really?
10 years.
Wow.
So I was tied to, National Public Radio, Capital Public Radio during all of 9/11, you know, hearing, I wanted to hear everything, and I felt like that was about the place I was going to hear it, right? Well, I heard an interview with a firefighter that it was one of those, you know, driveway moments. I was driving. I pulled over. I couldn't even, you know, take it. I'm getting emotional now. And he was talking about the sacredness of his work. Now, we don't think of the rescue workers stopping to think about the sacredness because they're just in the flow of having to work so hard and find people who might still be alive. But he was talking about the fact that he might be breathing in the ashes of the dead. Wow, I thought, what a moment. And that stayed with me, and I knew I had to write about it, but I didn't know the shape it was going to take until 10 years later, and then I submitted it to the Thule Review, which is out of the Sacramento Poetry Center, and they published it, and then it's been published again.
We are coming up on the 15th anniversary, so if you would please share your poem titled After 9/11. This is Joey Garcia.
After 9/11, no one admits that every breath drags in ashes of unintended martyrs. Call it communion if you are still religious, this mingling of your body and blood with people you normally jostle on the street, each of you wearing that anonymous commuter face. But nothing can save us from the arpeggio of dying and rising, the body's messianic march. And when you expire, who will breathe you in?
After 9/11 was nominated for a 2014 Pushcart Prize, and Joey has enjoyed poetry fellowships in Paris and Spoleto since then. On this 15th anniversary, how does 9/11 look to you?
I think 9/11, the incident, the attacks, were an awakening for our country to understand what other countries have gone through, this wounding of war, right? So I think, you know, the poem is about intimacy. And I think that's what we have to reclaim, is that emotional intimacy to each other, where we care about each other on a deep level that is beyond any superficial concerns of religion or ethnicity or gender, etc.
Would you read that last line again? And can we linger there a moment?
Yes, thank you. And when you expire, who will breathe you in?
Because the firefighters, the rescue workers, everyone that responded that day in New York City breathed in the people who had been lost.
Yes. And interestingly, in this process, I had also heard another interview on NPR that was not related in any way at all to 9/11, but it was an interview with, I believe it was like an archaeologist, and he was talking about, oh, you know, you're walking around breathing air that Napoleon might have breathed. And I thought, what? You know, so I kind of incorporated that idea as well. So thank you, NPR.
What I hear you saying, again, is that we're all connected.
We are all connected. We are all one. And we can never forget that, right? We never know who is going to be the person who saves us in any moment. And we have to keep our hearts open for that.
Joey, thank you for your perspective. Congratulations on the upcoming 20th anniversary of your column. And you are still working on your memoir, correct?
I am. Thank you. Yes.
I'm looking forward to that.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Beth. It's a privilege.
Joey Garcia writes, Ask Joey, a column in the Sacramento News and Review. We will post a link to both that original column on 9/11 and the poem she shared with us. This is Insight on your NPR station, Capital Public Radio.